B1049, it is a Friday morning, time for the B1049 Pet of the Week. That's brought to us by Star Business Machines of Stevens Point, Stevens Point's top-rated office equipment provider for office equipment and services in central Wisconsin. And Sherry from the Humane Society of Portage County is on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Good.
So we've got, it's a Friday, it's kind of my favorite time of the week, and we've got a dog this time around to talk about, huh?
We certainly do. And this is just a cute little espresso. And we nicknamed him Little Bean.
Little Bean, I like it.
Because he's a little chihuahua, and he's of a very dark black color. He is the cutest little thing. He's small. He's sweet. I'm not a big fan of chihuahuas, and the audience isn't. You're going to love this one. Because he is a very young 8 years old, and he loves to sit on laps and be petted. He just is the cutest little thing, and he's very personable. He was found as a stray, but no one's claimed him.
So did he have a chip at that time, or no?
No.
Okay.
No chip.
See, that's the importance that you guys, when you put in that chip, that you have that.
Thank you, TK, for talking about that, because that is, to me, my opinion, it's just as important as getting spayed and neutered, especially when these animals are lost and you're out looking for them. If someone finds them, they can take it to a local vet or bring it right to the Humane Society and we'll check for the chip.
Right, right. It seems just so easy. But so no one's claimed him, so you guys have him now.
Correct. There's a legal hold, and during that time, we have our health crew assess him to make sure he's healthy, and we do neuter and spay if the animal is not already there, and of course, give them all of their immunizations. We found out that he is just so personable during all of these examinations, and with a few tasty treats, he's going to be your best friend forever. He is a shy little guy for about 2 minutes until he smells you and realizes that you're okay. Then the minute you sit down, he's on your lap.
Oh, that's cute.
He is. He might enjoy a nice cat as a companion, however, which I think is really cool, especially since the cat will be bigger than he is. But as far as other dogs go, he doesn't get along very well. He will tolerate another dog, maybe in a room for a couple of minutes, but then after that, he's got to be king. He's got to be king of the castle. We do feel he'd do well in an adult home with older children. He's house trained, paper trained, but he's not a big fan of going outside in this cold weather.
No, well, who is?
Yes, that's right. He's the type of a little dog you have to put a sweater on him.
Okay.
But if you're interested in meeting adopting Espresso, please submit a dog application on our website. His number is 27280, and his adoption fee is $100 plus tax. And his name is Espresso, E-S-P-R-E-S-S-O, Espresso.
All right, or Little Bean for short.
Little Bean. That's what I call him,
I think
a
that's
Little
a,
Bean.
Hopefully we can find a forever home for Espresso. And thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, TK. We appreciate B1049, and we love you, Star Business Machines. Thank you.